coming your way this afternoon from Caseville, where right now it is raining, but high school football is brought to you by the folks at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in, on M25 in Seawing, by Thumb Cellular, by Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Seawing, Sandusky, Caro, and Frankenmuth. Tonight's or this afternoon's high school football game also brought to you by the folks at Moore Motors of Caro, by the Caseville Public Schools, by Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, and B&D Heating and Cooling and Plumbing here in the Thumb area. And we welcome you to a rainy Saturday afternoon here in Caseville. And all of a sudden, Eddie, the rain has just really started to come down here where it's homecoming and the Caseville Eagles playing their third varsity eight-man contest of the season are about to take the field for warm-ups. So good to see you. And how fitting is it that you and I are reunited on Swedish Day? Happy Swedish Day.
Oh, I forgot about Swedish Day, and now I'm in trouble with Mrs. Fury. Thanks a lot there, Rick. Yeah, and they're hoping the Caseville Eagles are hoping for a sweet victory on homecoming. It's going to be tough because they've been playing JV of football, but they're still maintaining a program that's very important. They were a little bit afraid of the fact that their younger players just might, you know, get hurt. You don't want to have those younger players get hurt for next season. They really debated about playing varsity eight-man player football. They are in the NCTL League, and that's, I would say, the black and blue league of the Thumb area in eight-player football. They still have some good size out there. Seeing them warm up out here also. Olin Gage Bulldogs, though, of course, they've been doing it for the last three, 4 years probably now for eight-player football. Caseville had their first year in eight-player football last year and restarted a program that hadn't been around since, I think, the 70s there. So.
Right, yep.
And, but, you know, the decision to go drop down to JV this year was a tough one, but a smart one also, because they definitely said next year we're back in varsity eight-player football in the NCTL League. So props to them for taking this varsity game. You know, they decided they played a couple of varsity games against Akron Fairgrove, I do believe, and Olin Gage today for homecoming. So, you know, thing is, they have a proud tradition here. They got a new press box. A lot of donations have been made to take care of this field. I mean, even their baseball facility right next door to it. The field looks great. New press box, and we're actually in it, thankfully, out of the rain, because last year when I did a game here in Caseville, I got rained on, too.
We did, too. We were here last year for the Caseville Owen Gage game, or the Caseville North Huron game. It was, I believe, Caseville's first home game as a return to football, as you mentioned, for the first time since the 70s. And it was nice for about three quarters of the football game, and then we got a shower move through in the fourth quarter. And, of course, we were exposed to the elements all afternoon, and things did not go well in that fourth quarter. Things did not go well for Caseville last year either. But as you mentioned, Caseville dropping down to the JV level this year, a very smart one, because, for one, you've got to get these kids some experience. And just throwing them into the fire like what happened last season, yes, it was good experience, but at the same time, it might have been kind of a painful experience because they didn't win a football game and things just did not go as they had hoped. So you take the step back and you hope that some experience, you get the kids to experience scoring some touchdowns, winning a few games. I talked to someone who was quite close to the program yesterday, and she told me that, you know, they've won a few JV games this year. The kids are scoring touchdowns. It's fun, and that's important going to the next level because, as you mentioned, next season they'll return to the varsity level, and that, you know, the JV level is not always indicative of what is going to happen at the varsity level, but it gives you tremendous experience, and it shows you, talent-wise, things to come in your football program.
Also, just to let you know what the Caseville Eagles have on their team here, you only got one, two, four seniors right now coming back from last year, Brandon Jankowski, Cameron Ashmore, also Jacob Stratton, and Adam Lesnar. And then they have a couple of juniors. They have Eric Eddy, and I think that's it for the juniors. So a lot of 9th and 10th graders on this team. So that's why they're playing that JV schedule. But having those seniors come back, at least you have a couple seniors from last year who played in the first year. A little bit of leadership out there, but it's going to be tough, you know. Hopefully what you got to do here is control the tempo of the game. Having this rain might help Caseville Eagles, too, depending on what type of offense they're going to run also. You can run the wing tee in a player football. Of course, a lot of the times they run a spread option. And also, I've seen Lawrence do this, run the pistol variation in a player football also. So control the tempo of the game. We know what Olengage Bulldogs can do. They share the Mid-Michigan eight-man title of Akron-Fergo. Akron-Fergo just a couple of weeks ago on October 11th defeated Olengage 30-22 to get a share of that. I would say the competition in Mid-Michigan eight-player football, a little bit desired. You know, at the end of the season for Olengage, they'll have Polson. Akron-Fergo will have North Huron. They beat Dryden last night when Dryden dropped down from 11-man to eight-player. So I guess you can say the two toughest teams, obviously, is Olengage and Akron-Fergo. The competition is a little bit desired. Hopefully they'll change that schedule come next year. That's something that we've all been whining about this whole year. Yeah, it is what it is there.
Well, and you may have the addition of All Saints because they've had some troubles this year at the varsity level, and the Greater Thumb West had to forfeit a game not last night, but a week ago against Cass City. So there's been some discussion there as far as what should the All Saints Cougars do. And truthfully, in my honest opinion, I think that they should drop to an eight-man football program, give those kids a better football experience, return that football program to the tradition that it once was, because just not too long ago, it was a playoff team and a contender in the Greater Thumb West. But numbers-wise, I just don't think that's going to happen in the future. So if you could add a couple more teams to that Mid-Michigan eight-man football league, or get that league to merge with the NCTL and create maybe, you know, an 8 or 10 or 12 team league where you can split it into divisions.
Just like in basketball, north or south division.
Exactly. Or just like the Greater Thumb West, you have an east and a west where you can minimize travel difficulties and all that good stuff and keep everybody within, you know, budgets, travel budgets and all that stuff. I really think that you could have a very powerful eight-man football conference on this side of the state, which could rival some of those eight-man football programs that are going on. You look at Lawrence.
Yeah,
I got to see them
against Deckerville a couple weeks ago. So
yeah.
Lawrence, their first year in eight-player football, and they took on a lot of tough teams. They took on all right now.
Yep.
In fact, today, this afternoon, they're taking on the CPS Tigers, Tigers versus Tigers. Lawrence is a real deal, so I would look out for them later on in the season. And look who Lawrence takes on in week 9. They'll take on Battle Creek St. Philip, who just beat Portland St. Patrick, who was in the semifinals last year against Deckerville.
Yeah.
So I was able to see a lot of these different teams. Lawrence, knowing they're going to end up playing some of these NCTL eight-player league teams, playing Pack. They got defeated by Pack. They played Deckerville. They played Kingston, I do believe, last week. And then today, CPS Tigers, and then taking on probably one of the best teams in eight-player is Battle Creek St. Phillip. So that's something that I would say Olengage and Akron-Fergo needs to do if they want to go hopefully in the next two or maybe third round of the playoffs. It's going to be tough, though.
We talked a little bit about what's happening or what has happened last night. I do want to touch on the fact that Peck right now dominating that NCTL football league. And we'll talk a little bit more eight-man football. I do want to get into the Greater Thumb Conference results. But
what we're going to do right now, when we come back, we'll come back more of the pregame. We're here at Caseville High School for the Caseville homecoming game. Caseville taking on Olengage Bulldogs. Right now we're going to pause on Cruise 102.1 for our news and weather. Yes, it's raining. Dave Harvey, take it away.
Frank the Frontier Buffalo here. Thanks to the great deal I got on Frontier High-Speed Internet, I can keep up with my team when they're out of town. Stream games, get the scores, just call me Superfan. Today I'm at a home game sitting in my lucky seat. We always win when I sit here.
Yeah!
I admit I've got a few other superstitions, like if we score a touchdown in the first quarter, I buy hot dogs for everyone in my row. Now everyone wants to be on my team.
Yeah!
Call 1-888-FRONTIER now to switch to Frontier High-Speed Internet. Just $19.99 per month with qualifying phone service guaranteed for 2 years. It's a victory over cable rate hikes. Plus, you get free internet activation and a free Wi-Fi route, and there are no contracts and no early termination fees.
It's Kiss Cam time!
Where's the buffalo?
I want to kiss the buffalo.
They say it's good luck to kiss the buffalo. Well, whatever it takes.
You can't get BS from a buffalo. Call 1-888-FRONTIER for high-speed internet. Just $19.99 per month. Switch today. Limited time offer. Service subject to availability. Actual speeds may vary. Installation fee applies. Discounted fee waived for self-install. Taxes, surcharges, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're locked on to Cruise 102.1, the Doc Rockin' Lake Shakin' Station, where it's now news time again here on Cruise 102, so hang on as we find out what's going on in the world.
For WLEW News, I'm Dave Harvey. With Pakistan's new prime minister traveling to Washington for talks this coming week, there's word that the U.S. has quietly decided to release more than $1.6 billion in military and economic aid. The aid was suspended after relations deteriorated over the raid that killed Osama bin Laden and other issues, but officials say despite lingering suspicions, ties have improved enough to allow the money to flow again. Many gay couples in New Jersey are hurriedly, making wedding arrangements this weekend after the state's highest court ruled that same-sex marriages will be allowed starting Monday. City halls in several New Jersey cities have added extra office hours this weekend to accept marriage